And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back.
Hey-o.
This is episode one of Friday Night Locks season two. Oh my gosh, this is exciting. This is very, 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 very exciting.
I felt like we waited for a baby longer than this NFL season to start.
We may have worked on this longer than working on a baby as well.
If I watch one more NBA playoff game, I'm going to die.
And we're a couple days out from the official first Thursday night, because we tape early to come out on Friday, obviously. I can't wait. I'm freaking out.
Like the Rams and the Bills.
Kicking by. Oh Rams gosh. And Bills. And by the way, I have it on good authority from a little birdie that the elbow is good to go.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's saying. I mean, I got to believe him. He kind of stuttered. I don't know if you saw the press conference. He was like, the thing is, let's just say I'm ready to go. He didn't even know what he was going to say or how to, like, you know, dodge it or prove it. He was slanging it yesterday in practice. So
there's so much hype on the Bills and so much money on the Bills, and the line has moved only in their favor that is making me think, like, you know what? They're still the Rams and they're getting points at home. I don't know. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I just think that maybe they're going to, I don't know if they're going to get their rings. You know, I don't know how that works. In the NBA, usually they get their rings in night one. And it's like a 45-minute ceremony. And they're like, and then they drag. So I don't know what's going to happen here. But hangover?
Perhaps.
Maybe?
Perhaps. Yeah. Maybe in Cincy also. Who knows?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, usually the losing team definitely has the Super Bowl hangover more so than the winning team does.
Okay.
That's just kind of a thing, like the 49ers, you know, that year they played the Chiefs and they just kind of stunk to bed a little bit. So it's usually that losing team. And I did get a thing about Survivor saying stay away from the Bengals.
Ooh, upset.
Not that was my pick, but they have, like, you know, little things you look at or come across and they say, you know, top three picks of the week. This is what people are thinking about. This is where the numbers are going, and stay away from the Bengals. And another one I saw was stay away from 49ers.
Really?
But then I saw another thing that said the 49ers were in the top three.
Yes.
With the Bills.
And the Rams.
The Rams and the Bucks.
Yeah.
Not that that has anything to do with anything.
I think obviously there's question marks around Trey Lance, but I think still the Niners have great players on both sides of the ball. They should
be enough to get it done.
Sure. Yeah, I think so. How's Wyatt?
Good.
Wyatt's good.
His Nana is here. What's new in baby land? Okay.
His Nana is here. She's been here for a week.
And, is that why you guys look so well rested?
Today.
Nana is my mom, by the way.
Yes. And mine too.
Yes.
So today, I get up, or I roll over, I should say, 7. I don't know what time it was. Tanya's gone.
Where'd she go?
Where'd she go? Like we're playing peekaboo with the baby. I'm here. I'm not here. And I hear upstairs. So he's having fun. He's playing. And I'm like, well, I guess she got him. I roll back over. Then she comes to bed at like 8 something. And then we get to sleep till almost. Are you ready?
10 o'clock.
What? You guys are lazy.
Don't tell anyone.
Oh.
10 o'clock. Whoa.
10 o'clock, bro.
Yeah, that's great.
So why
dreamy dreamland. Then her alarm goes off at 9:45 or whatever.
Used it a couple times, but I haven't done it.
And I'm like, go, girl. In my, you know, I don't look at her because we pretend like we're not awake. That's our thing. Go, girl. Push pause on that. I slept.
Congratulations.
We walk upstairs like happy zombies. Nana's playing with the boys in the pen. Everything's good. And we go, thank you so much, Nana.
We're going back to sleep.
If we could do this once a year.
Just wanted to make sure you guys were still okay.
It was like a staycation at Red Rock.
Yeah.
It was as if we had a staycation at Red Rock. It was amazing. It's
wild.
Well, I think the keys to a long and successful marriage is pretending that you're not awake.
Right. You got him? I can get him. You want to? No, I got him.
Well, it's funny because we have
a chicken.
Yeah. The every morning it's always like we both get up, start to get up and like, okay, I'm going to get him. Why are you getting up? I'm getting him.
I'm up.
No, I'm up. I'm up. Getting him.
Well,
no,
I'm up too. Well, we can both be up.
It's just, this, and then we just both end up getting up and we look at each other 20 minutes later and we're like, this wasn't a good idea. Why are we both up
apparently
right
Apparently she was fading and Nana saw her like, and she goes, baby, go downstairs. And Tanya was like, thanks, mom.
We also work at night, ran. So that makes it hard. But
so when do we make a Nana a permanent part of the household?
How do we do this? I know.
Huh?
How do we do this every?
Can we write up a little offer? Can we sweeten the deal? Like, where are we at with negotiations?
Thinking it's on the horizon.
Yeah, she's still on a first year of her 3-year rookie deal, but
yeah, we'll see how she plays through the year.
You had extra sleep. You look refreshed and happy last week.
Feel great.
You both were like, yeah. Coffee, ooh, football.
Yeah, preseason sucks. Yeah. No, this is great. This is great. God bless Nana.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
You. How are you?
Well, here's a fun reference for the kids out there. Do the right thing. Mm. Radio Raheem, love, hate, mm-hmm. right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Loving the start of the regular season.
Oh,
can't wait. Climbing the walls.
Oh my God.
Hating the fact that both my kids' college teams started out 1-0 and had no recognition. First of all, Cal defending their home turf against the UC Davis Aggies powerhouse football.
Oh yeah.
I'm being sarcastic.
Sure.
But Wisconsin were favored by 33.5 points. They won the game 38-0. They're ranked 18 in the country. Three other teams above them in the rankings lost. And we don't move up one place.
No.
So that's my hate portion. I feel the Badgers are being very disrespected by the college rankings right now. I'm circling Ohio State in a couple weeks. And I just feel very bullish on the Wisco Badgers. And I don't appreciate the disrespect of not moving them up the rankings. They're 1-0. They covered a 33.5 point spread. And
what,
I don't know.
What game are you going to? Michigan?
I'm going to Purdue.
Oh, Purdue. Nice.
I'm going to Purdue. And actually, the transfer portal, the quarterback for Purdue last year transferred to Cal. So for some reason, Purdue's in my orbit. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to see Cal against Arizona on the 24th at the house that Aaron Rodgers built.
Bet the over.
Bet the over. And did you guys see how few people came out to the UCLA game? That was crazy. The stands were empty. But I talked to my daughter in Wisco. It was pouring rain for their game on Saturday. Stands were packed. They take the football, I think, a little more seriously in other parts of the country, right?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I just had to get that off my chest.
Of little course. Love, no, and it's understandable. Hate. Your college football is fun, but I don't understand the bowl games, how they break down. It kind of doesn't make sense. They always put the like,
yeah, but it's kind of cool. He's rooting for both kids on
different
conferences, one's
absolutely
way the hell over here. One's way close in the West Coast and one has a football program. One does not. They're both great schools, educationally and stuff. And I think that Wisconsin, it's just going to get dealt the same bad card they get dealt every year. And that's Michigan and Ohio State, unfortunately. And Stanford and Cal are always in the back seat behind USC and UCLA.
That's perfectly said. That's perfectly said. Yeah. But listen, we love college football.
It's
super fun.
We love it.
We bet on the pros, but we love college. All football, like pizza. All pizza is good. All football is good.
I like pizza.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, so every year, a lot of people do fantasy football, pick'em leagues, there's survivor leagues. This year, I think all of us are doing survivor leagues, but mm-hmm. I like to do one. This year, I'm submitting two submissions. But I'll talk mostly about like my top pick and then maybe like a follow-up runner-up pick. So for week one, drumroll, I am going to go with the Ravens. Baltimore.
I love it.
So when you're thinking of your survivor pick, just to kind of make this in simplistic terms, you pick, it's so simple that you just pick a new team every week to win, not a point spread, not how many points over, just to win. But once you use that team or once you pick that team, it's gone. You cannot use it again. So you have to strategize. Let's not, blow it all in the beginning and use the best teams, which are clear, obvious winners, one would say. But then obviously when you get down to the end of the season, you want to make sure you kind of still have those Titans left. So not the Titans, but the strong teams left.
Sure.
So that's where you kind of, but week one, you have to start off strong. So going with Baltimore, they are playing the Jets. The Jets are just not a great, they just don't really have it together. No. They have a great defense, but Baltimore has a better offense, and that's where you score points. So just based on win loss, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, the Jets also don't have their starting quarterback. Like, Zach Wilson's out. So
yeah,
they're playing a backup. The backup needs to play for the Ravens. But the one thing, though, what you were saying is, the Ravens are, like, they're good, we hope, like we think.
Yeah.
They're gone, though. I mean, you have two entries.
Yeah.
You can use them in the other entry.
The other.
Sometime down the season when you need them. But right now in that other entry, they're gone.
Right. And the other only big game that I might want to use them would be Thanksgiving. I think they're playing. I don't know who they're playing on Thanksgiving, but I do know that they have a game then. But
you like it.
I like it. I like it for week one. I like it for an easy open and a soft guarantee. I don't know. It's big words.
We'll take it.
We'll take a soft guarantee.
Lock that up. I mean, we'll take that.
Yeah. So that's my pick.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And then every week I'm going to do a different one and we'll see how long I survive.
Are you going to give both? Because you have two tickets. Are you going to give both tickets if you have different teams?
Sure. Like a runner up. Yeah.
No, like this on this ticket, I'm going to do.
Yeah.
On that, you're not obligated to.
No. Yeah. I think. Okay. So on that, I pick Ravens number one, and number two would probably be the Colts. So again, like what Justin said earlier, 49ers, Bills, Bucks, those are all solid, most likely confident, solid choices, but I don't want to blow those in the beginning. So if you're playing a survivor league, or if you just want to walk up to the sportsbook window or place a small, tiny bet, win, loss, you want to go with me and go with Baltimore.
And you know that you lasted until like week, what was it, Jay? 15 last year?
Almost the end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people were waiting for Tanya's survivor picks.
Yeah. I think I lost it on 49ers.
They also say that if you can get through week six in a survivor pool, you're in a really good, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
Because 13 or 14, they tend to end.
Well, and that's where it starts to get tough, because they don't always have a bigger selection too.
Right.
And teams are getting more aggressive at the end, so.
So would you say a money line play on your survivor pick every week could be smart? Like Ravens minus seven, so Ravens money line.
Yeah, absolutely. And what money line meaning?
Win.
Yeah.
They just have to win, no point spread.
Absolutely.
I like that.
So that's my pick. Lock it up.
Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Oh, man. So I want to start this off right. There's a couple things I'm looking at. It's never easy. One I'm going to say is easy. One I'm going to say is going to be tough, going to be a stressful one. But the first one I'm just going to get out of the wind is the Philadelphia Eagles and the Detroit Rock City Lions. Watched them on Hard Knocks. A lot of good things coming out of there. They still are the Lions. You know, that show is well produced. It's done well. It makes you look like you're going to just remember the Titans, go out there and kill everyone. But I just think that Philly is just a freak show on offense. You just don't know what they're going to do. When you say dual threat quarterback, you think of Russell Wilson, you think of Lamar. But this Jalen Hurts kid, you don't know from one second to the next what he's going to do. They have A.J. Brown, beast. They have Dallas Goedert, great tight end, right? They got rid of Zach Ertz. And they've got Miles Sanders. They've got an offense that I don't know if Detroit's going to be able to figure out. And I think that this is a really good spot for the Eagles in week one. And I think that that four number is, it's over that, you know, field goal, easy peasy, but I think it's under the six. I like it a lot. I don't think Detroit's going to be able to figure them out. And I think that in the first week of the season, trying to figure out Philly is going to be tougher than in, like, say, week six or week seven when they have film and then you can, like, study them. Like, Detroit's not going to really be able to study this new Eagles, you know, barrage that they're going to put on you. And I just think that this is an easy walk for the Eagles here. And I like it a lot. And I'm going to lock up Philly minus four for those reasons. For my boy Fanuch out there, this is for you, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I'm playing the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
At home against the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Two-time MVP Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to even get in his grill this week. I'm just going to simply get down to it and say he struggles against the Vikings in general. If they're playing the Bears, go ahead and lock that up because he owns the Bears. He's in Minnesota. Minnesota is a home dog in the division. And last year, home dogs within the division cash tickets 63% of the time. That's huge in gambling. You're thinking 50 to 57% is a winning record. 63% is better than that, much better than that. Minnesota has Dalvin Cook, who's healthy, finally. Kirk Cousins, very viable quarterback. Irv Smith Jr., great tight end. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and their coach is more offensive-minded. They could not have hired a better new coach. All love to Zimmer. We love the guy. But they're an offensive team, as Dalvin Cook said. We are an offensive team now. And I just think that Aaron Rodgers lost a lot last year. Aaron Jones is a stud. A.J. Dillon's a stud. Your top receiver is Lazard. Sammy Watkins. Christian Watson's a rookie. He's got a knee issue. He's supposed to play, but whatever. I think this is a great spot for the Vikings as a home dog. I like the Vikings, and I'm playing the Vikings plus 1.5 at home. And I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Are you at all worried that Aaron Rodgers is in the Matrix doing shrooms and ayahuasca and seeing the game in a totally slowed down, trippy way that only Aaron can do?
Nope.
No, you don't fear that.
No, this is real. This is real now. This is not, let me show up in my jeans and my tank top. This is real season. Football week one in Minnesota.
He's still showing up in.
Yeah, he's going to be great. He could throw for 300 yards. I think it's going to be an absolute shootout. It's 48 to the total. I think they'll have that easily to the over, skyrocket and flight. But I just think that this is a good spot for a home divisional dog. 63%. Give it to me. And I'm also making it like tough. I'm not just like saying I'm going to take the worst teams against the Giants and the Bears and and then see what happens and see what flies. I like Philly for that reason, but I also think Minnesota has a real chance here. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to compete for that division this year because I think that there's a lot of things lost with that Davante Adams deal. And I think it's going to be a tougher go for them this year. I love Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. I hate him as a human being, but I think that they are not going to cakewalk like they did the last couple of years through that division. So for week one, I can't wait to hear what you like this week, brother. This is your first pick and prediction of the 2022 season.
I love the whole board.
Sure. A 19 parlay.
I could bet every single game. It's so juicy and delicious.
Isn't it?
I'm not going to disappoint you. Because even though I love the whole board, I'm reverting back to all my old ways.
Favorites.
Be they good, be they bad. You can call me Chaka Khan.
Yeah,
Chaka.
Be they laying nine.
You can call me Count Chocula. The only underdog I like on the entire board is the Steelers. We know that. I'm not betting them, but Mike Tomlin in the underdog spot.
Sure.
Super Bowl hangover. Come on. I'm not going to take them for the purposes of this pod, but as the week progresses, you know, I'll figure that one out. All right. My first bet is the beautiful Circle the Wagons TB12 spot that he always loves. Tampa going to Dallas. Everybody, including this show. What's going on with Tom Brady? Strange. He's taking time off. I don't know. Where's his head at? He's lost some offensive linemen. Are Tampa Bay in trouble? We don't know.
45.
And that's exactly when you pounce on Tom Brady. Because just like Michael Jordan, which I went into last year, he's got a big old bulletin board full of all the haters' quotes about him. He can't do it anymore. He's 45. Why is he saying he can't sync with his receivers? He's taking 11 days off of training camp. Oh, his favorite linemen are banged up. No, Tampa Bay is better than Dallas on offense. Tampa Bay is better than Dallas on defense. Tom Brady is the best there ever was. Tom Brady, if you listen to his podcast, is mad Tom Brady. And he said, I went into my offensive linemen that are backups, scrubs, stepping up for my starters and said, you know, everybody's saying you guys suck. Are you going to take that? Are you just going to suck? If you don't think those guys are going to make sure that they lay down their lives in order that Tom Brady doesn't get a glove handed to him. And by the way, I am so excited to see Tom Brady throw to Julio Jones. That excites me very much. I'm not going to overthink this. Tampa Bay is a better ball club than Dallas, who have their own injury issues, by the way, Dallas. They're not completely healthy. A couple of their receivers are out. A couple of their offensive linemen are out. By the way, they just signed a 40-year-old lineman out of desperation this week because their O-line is banged up. All things being equal, Tom Brady has to win this game by a field goal. My money's on Tampa Bay, and my money's on TB12. That's my first pick.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I owe Tanya $20.
Because you didn't think I was going to take him?
I didn't think you would go to Tom Brady, and she said, oh, he's going.
Of course you will.
Yes, I'm predictable. You want to know why? Because more often than not, when I put my money on Tom Brady, he rewards me. He's got,
you know, he actually called himself the GOAT last week.
Did you read
that little thing? He said,
I don't know if you should self-proclaim that.
I'm not quoting the guy. He said in the realm of the paragraph, he said, I took off 11 days. I'm the best that there ever was, the best that there will ever be, and the best that there is. And if I want to take 11 days off, I'll take 11 days off and you guys can figure out he basically said, I am the GOAT, which is unreal. That's awesome. He's the GOAT, but I've never heard him say that. That was pretty.
Yeah.
I like had to look to see if that was a fake, whatever. It wasn't because he was mad and he was like, you guys need to leave me alone. Don't worry about my 11 days. Don't worry about where I was. I'm the best to ever do it. Best there ever is, the best there ever was, and the best that will ever be.
Tom Brady has laser eyes.
Wow.
Tom Brady has diamond hands. And not only is he cocky, but he's mad. And the only thing funner than watching Tom Brady get going is to beat the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, Jerry's team. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's my first one.
Okay.
Tom Brady -2. I think they get it done with a field goal there. Again, I like a lot of bets on the board, but I'm going to consistently be chalky in week one. And here's something fun. My second bet is going to be a teaser. Two teams, you have to win both sides, 6 points on either side. Mm-hmm. The first leg of my teaser is the San Francisco 49ers. Again, not going to overthink this. San Francisco is a better ball club than the Bears in every respect. The only question mark is Trey Lance. He didn't wow anybody during preseason. No one's freaking out the way everyone's freaking out about Pickett in Pittsburgh. And he doesn't get a lot of love right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I don't think he's going to make enough mistakes to keep them out of the winner's circle in this. They have too many weapons. Okay. I think they're going to run. They're going to run Debo. He's got Ayuk, Kittle, weapons for days. But what I really like about San Francisco is their defense. And I think Justin Fields, who is getting a lot of love, is almost a one-man army back there. They took away some of his receivers. They lost four studs on defense. The Bears just gave their whole defensive line away. And I just think with Bosa and Armstead, all those guys that they have on 49ers defensive line, I think Justin Fields is going to be running for his life. And all he has is Darnell Mooney, which I think the Niners will answer. I think Shanahan is going to script the plays for Trey Lance. I think he's going to be keep him on a very tight leash. And by the way, they re-signed Jimmy G. And I think that Trey Lance is going to want to like keep his starting job. I think he's going to like be on his A game. And with it, I don't like San Francisco -7 on the road. That's a lot of points in the NFL to lay. But I do like them in a teaser because they only have to win the game -1. Mm-hmm. So
but that's
I just
a push.
Think,
that's a loss, though, if they win 31-30.
Right. They have to win by 2. Right. So some casinos ties win, but for our purposes, fine.
Right.
So I like San Francisco -1. I just think they're better. I think that Justin Fields is a good young quarterback, but he has no help. And I just feel like if the Niners are going to lose their opener to the Bears, they're going to have a lot of questions mm-hmm. and they're going to have a lot to answer for. And I've been listening to George Kittle and he's very bullish on the Niners this year. He's very bullish on their defense, especially. And I'm defensive minded and I love a good defense. So San Francisco, my first leg.
What's the other one?
The other leg is the Indianapolis Colts. T, you mentioned them as possibly a runner-up pick for your survivor. They're the biggest, I believe they're the biggest favorite on the board. They're -8 against the Texans. I like Davis Mills for the Texans. I like Lovie Smith. I think the Texans are feisty. I think they're just like Detroit Lions. They're not going to just lay over and go, oh, we suck. You know, come beat us by 2 touchdowns. They're going to put up a fight. They're competitive. The Colts played the Texans twice last year. The Texans scored 3 points combined in both games. One game they got shut out, and the other game they kicked a field goal. Mm-hmm. The Colts, one game was like 31-0. The other game was like 38-0. It was ridiculous. I see history repeating. Jonathan Taylor, in his 2 games against the Texans last year, averaged 145 yards rushing. I think it's just going to be a long day of Jonathan Taylor. I think he's going to control the time of possession. I don't think the Texans are going to have many opportunities to score. And if they do, give them 17 points. I think this game could be, I don't know, even if it's 21-17, you cover in a teaser. Mm-hmm. So I like the Colts -2. That's my teaser. San Francisco -1, Colts -2 in the teaser. And I'll lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, guys, before we stop, because this is week 1, right? This is what it's all about, all the marbles. Right now, guys, give it to me right now. Starting with the young lady. Ladies first.
Honestly, I think the Buccaneers.
Wow. Whoa.
Just because.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
I don't want them to win.
did I convince you?
I don't want them to win. She said, I don't want them to win.
I don't know. I just think it's the surefire thing.
Wow.
Like, Tom Brady's got stuff to prove now. And there's always a reason. There's a
wow.
Way.
He's walking out in the sunset with number 8.
But I really would like the Denver Broncos to win. If we're talking about like opinions.
Okay.
Just because they have such a fresh new face going on. Russell Wilson's going to come out of the gate. I'm excited to watch them. So if I were to put 2 bets in at the window, the Bucks for like a
6-1,
probably going to happen. And the Broncos to have a little bit more like, okay, let's go. Let's do this throughout the season. So I don't know.
One AFC, one.
But then there's
they could play each other.
Lots of other things, ones that I would pick. But those are the two that I would pick for different reasons.
They could play each other.
Yeah.
They could potentially play each other.
What do you think,
Monsieur?
Oh, yeah, Jason, what do you think?
What about you?
Fluctuating between Rams-Bills rematch from game one, because I could see that very easily being like, they played each other a lot of times.
Sure. Before they were ready and before they were, you know,
I'm sure you're going to also hear on Thursday night what could potentially be a Super Bowl matchup.
Five times.
But I also, dark horse, like the Niners-Raiders matchup.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
NFC-AFC. I like it. Again.
Wow. Jay? Look at that little smirk on your face, Jason. You're like, Okay, what do you think, Justin?
Well, I'm going back to the well one more time, boys and girls.
Are you? Who did that?
Okay. Oh, no. Okay, go. Say it.
The Baltimore Ravens.
You have a lot of...
I got to tell you. Lamar, contract year.
He's mad.
If he doesn't sign a deal in the next two or three days, he's great told pick. Them, I'm not signing.
Great pick. Love the Ravens.
So if this guy goes crazy, then the Ravens won't even be able to match the bag that every other team in the NFL is going to give this dude. $400 million, I'm guessing. I don't even know at that point. MVP candidate. Lot of injuries last year, guys. Tons of injuries. They're all back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Mark Andrews, J.K. Dobbs, they're stacked. Gus Edwards, they're stacked. Defense back, Marcus Peters, Give me the Ravens to win the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to play the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you in 2 seconds. Tampa Bay, with all that hype, my man's 45. I don't know what's going to happen with that offensive line. If he gets hurt, their game over there. Saints.
They can't beat division. The Saints anyway, even when he's healthy. Like
the Saints, have their number.
Yeah, they have their number.
Carolina, I love me some Baker. They're not going to be there. Atlanta, not going to be there. If they can get there, the Rams are going to be there, man. The 49ers might be there. All those, the Bucks. If they lose Brady or if something happens with that guy, which I hope does not. I'd love to see one more full year of the guy.
No, nobody roots for that. I get what you're saying.
They could have a nice little window in there. I also think Philly is no joke. I think the Eagles could sneak in there. If you get into the playoffs, like just win a couple playoff games, you know, right? Like it's a tournament at that point, right? So I'm not looking for the walk to the finish line, wire to wire horse. I'm looking for someone to sneak in the tournament and maybe win a couple games. So
I like that. Philly. Let me ask
Saints,
you.
Saints, Philly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I'm crazy.
Saints or Philly play the Ravens. That's solid. But let me ask you as a Saints fan. First of all, is Kamara going to be suspended halfway through the season?
I think.
Are we going to lose him?
I think they're kind of like going over that. Like, I don't feel like it's even a thing. Like, they're not even
very quiet
almost
right
prosecuting it. And it was like an off-season. I don't know. I mean, I know that there's rules are rules, but they're kind of like saying it's not going to be a thing. Like it's kind of going to go away. Maybe. I don't know sure.
Well, that helps you if they can keep Kamara all year.
Four or six games.
Michael Thomas a head case? Like, what's his deal? Every week he's back and then he's not back and his legs are good, but they're not like what's the deal with that guy?
Like I said, he'll play. I don't think that James has to be great. I think he just has to be good. You know what I mean? You got Olave from Ohio State. The first pick in the draft, Landry, Nola boy, going back to Nola to play for the Saints. Honey Badger on D.
Dennis Allen's
D is still going to be great. They were top five last year. I just, like I said, Jameis has to be good. He doesn't have to be great.
All right.
So, and, you know, listen, I still think the Ravens are going to be there. And so Ravens, Rams, Ravens, whoever, but I think the Ravens are going to be there. And that's my pick for 2023 Super Bowl champs.
All right. Well, since you pick the Ravens every year to win, you're consistent.
They got to be healthy, right?
Consistent.
Come on.
All right. Let's recap. Tanya, you said if you want to survive week one in your survivor pool, you better go ahead and pick the Baltimore Ravens. Justin, you like the Philadelphia Eagles -4 on the road against the Lions. You also like the home dog, divisional dog, Vikings against my personal psychedelic Berkeley guru, Aaron Blue of Earth Rodgers. You say fade that, take the Vikes plus the points 1.5. I like TB12 and the Bucks -2 in Jerry World. I also threw out a teaser, San Francisco -1 to the Colts -2. And that is our show, ladies and gentlemen.
So there's nothing else that I could say this week, except I'm so stoked to be back with my crew. She made $20 today. We got a lot of picks and predictions for you.
And you got a lot of sleep.
We got to sleep.
Come on. That's worth more than $20.
So if there's any way Nana can move in permanently, I have to talk to my father-in-law. Yeah. We'll see what we can do. But our family thanks her.
Yes.
We thank all of you for watching. Beat the book. Week one. We got a long way to go, guys, but I can't wait to get there. Love you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.